This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We do have Our Child Africa in studio this morning. She's joining us. She's looking beautiful. When I see her, I see Umsaki, in a way. but yeah, she's beautiful, man. Thank you so much for joining us on MU2 Radio at Chat Africa for the first time in studio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so, so much. Our Child Africa. I'm sure that's not like igama lakho lasekhaya. Maybe by igama lakho lasekhaya.
Welile kwaGumede.
Welile Gumede.
Yes.
But uqwabe.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. So you are Zulu?
Yeah, Paka.
Aibo. You know, when I first heard of the name, I was like, no, man, maybe as a white lady or an Indian or something. Yeah, Achat Africa.
It's a stage name.
Yeah. How did that come about?
So I used to do arts in school. Mm. So I used to do canvases, paint on canvas, do a lot of crafts. And so then I was like, okay, cool, Our Child Africa, because I also started doing poetry. Mm. And then later on, yeah, I started singing, and then it just became my stage name. So, yeah, most people think it's because of singing. No, it actually came from painting.
From painting. Mm. So, from the youngest age, you've been an artist.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. That is crazy.
Yeah, very, very young.
Tell us about your background. Where are you from, and how is it like, Kaya? Because you speak of painting. Some of us did not have access to that. Perhaps you can tell us, Kuti, how is that like for you, and where do you come from?
Okay, so mina ngikhamoka Mashu.
Okay.
Ngawini.
Waselokshini
vele. But then I didn't grow up in one setting. I'm moving around because I was in boarding school from an early age of 6. Mm. So I was moving around from a very early age, and I went to different schools as well, which helped me be able to acclimate to different environments.
Definitely.
So, yes. So, ngaqala nje Hillcrest. I saw Hillcrest. Oh, kuningi. I went to like 7 schools.
Wow.
Before high school. High school, gay pants and girls, ngayanje from grade 8 to 12.
To 12, yeah, definitely.
Ngapumula nje, we'll move around. But, yeah, akangi ngedwa ku mama and ku baba sibo 9.
Well.
Yo.
And, well, yeah, I'm the only girl.
The only girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yo.
Out of 9 kids, you're the only girl.
8 men,
Yo. That is hectic.
So, so from a young age, I did finger painting, crashes, new anako. And then when in high school, so my subjects, then chose visual arts, which was, I think, my second highest in my final marks. So I did visual arts, and then kind of exhibit after high school. I then started selling my paintings, painting people's portraits and selling my paintings, my abstract paintings and stuff. And then after that, I took a break from it because I then started I was discovered as a dancer. So then ngathathana pause lapho ke ngaqala ke ngazo.
Wow. would you say that the paintings in primary assisted you, or that's where you found your niche, that's where you actually found who you are as a person at a young age as you were? Would you say that assisted you being exposed to paintings and all those things?
I think the thing that exposed me to who I am today was writing, because writing came first.
Okay.
From primary, from the youngest age, to just write. But then painting came in high school.
Yeah.
You know, writing came from primary. Mm. So writing did help me because I write my own songs. I'm still a creative writer. But then painting did help me because I found the reason why I'm Art Child is because every time I paint something, it's never something that I've planned. Mm. But then I see what it means after I finish painting it. So I'm a student of my own art.
Wow.
Art Child.
Wow. You then did a visual arts in a high school.
Yes.
After that, after matric?
After matric, I took a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I discovered that I'm a dancer. I'm a dancer no Lumka Fabulous. We Fabulous dance company.
Wow.
And then that's when I landed my Sanganagano Chigamachiga.
Whoa, you were on Chigamachiga.
Yeah. When I was in the Oko crew, we were number 3 in the country. There was this competition that was going on. We went to Joburg, if I'm not mistaken, and then we became number 3. And then after that, I went to study in university psychology.
Okay.
Where I obtained my honors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. And now, how do you come from painting to dancing? art, being an artist in music, how do you discover that?
So ucula ke vele ke onke umuntu I think uyathanda ukucula. So ubona uma ubuka mhlawumbe MTV you say your favorite song is on. So I used to sing and sing and sing. Nginganakile ukuthi kanti I can't sing. Up until I don't know when it was, yazi. I was approached by Rude Boyz.
Sure.
And then since ingoma yokuqala ngise Howard.
Whoa, you're still in high school? In varsity.
First year, yes. Yeah. It was a Qom song.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, Qom, whatever, yeah, sure, I can write. So definitely I can rap. So I rapped with Qom. And then there was this new, event called Impanda Zembogoto, which was a live event now. And Mganamuzi in Tlematela was like, she was her event.
Yeah.
So she was like, okay, Kone Life Band, Ilan, I've heard you sing, come sing. And then that's when I discovered I can actually sing.
Wow.
So that was in first year UKZN.
Damn, man. Yeah. And you never looked back.
No.
And do you still remember your first single?
Yo.
Yeah, it was a long time.
I do remember my first single. It was Vibrations.
Vibrations?
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
But I did it with Prince Bulo. We were in Afrotainment because I was a dancer for there for 3 years while I was in UKZN.
Okay.
So after gigs, Chile Studio, Prince had a beat on and I went on and sang and it was such a nice song. And then from then onwards, Jay.
You've been in the industry for quite some time, man. And we've been listening to music wako because I had to like listen back to the music also. And yesterday I was like, damn, okay, this is nice.
Yeah.
But, I'm so amazed, Uguti, you've done it all, man. Dancing, painting to Ubai, artist Njengamanje, which is beautiful. Let's listen to your song. It's called Kanyisa.
Yeah.
I will speak more about it just after this. Chad Africa featuring Unobuhle. This one is called Kanyisa, a beautiful song with two beautiful vocalists. Bashoka Mnandi bathi Kanyisa on MUT Radio. Tell us about this song, Kanyisa.
So basically, it talks about ukuthi if kade wabaku industry or kade wazama something ukuze ukuyenza and then ingavumi. So manje ucela umdala ukuthi akhanyise ngoba semaningi abalanga uzama impumelelo. So after everything you've tried inga succeed, ubheka uNkulunkulu. That's your last resort. Not first and last, but yeah.
Beautiful, amazing. And Unobuhle, nitholana kanjani, and how did you get to work with Unobuhle?
So Unobuhle, I've known her through Uzindile Madela as well.
Okay.
Dala nje sase Jazzy Rainbow senza ama lokunjana ngaka discoverishwa I lokunjana Sanel musician the thingy. So samazi lapho homa ngabonje performance yakhe was like yo chills and I always knew that I wanted to work with her. And then when the opportunity presented itself where I did the EP Art of Love, which was released in February last year, the song just made sense ukuthi kube uyena ongena kulona. So I approached her, vuma, lalela, she loved it, and then she just hopped on it.
Listen, we don't want to hold you for long because I know you've got a busy, busy, busy day. But let's speak about today, because we've got a woman in studio. And basically, the issue with the gents, now, we do not want any ladies, Zala, Espanu, Zibe Corner. We're allowing them, they must go and shut down and everything. But since we've got you in studio, we'll take this opportunity and just your message with regards to this whole shutdown, gender based violence today.
So the one thing is that we are not what's broken. Right. So we need men to talk to men and fight for us and with us, because we are never the problem. We can't say go to umuntu ngoba egqoke into ethile is because she was asking for it, because ingane encane ena 1 month ngekuzoyisho leyo nto. Ngekuzosho ukuthi umuntu befuna astrope, ingane ena 1 month ayiphuza astrope. So I'm besilisa inkinga kunina. You guys are what's broken, and we are here for you if you'd like to, you know, express yourselves, but kungabe ukuthi inkinga ithina. So we're trying to hit the call and hear our cries, because it is officially been declared as a national disaster by the president. So,
which is good.
Yes, it's
amazing. We applaud that from the president as well. While we're on that subject, I know you've got an upcoming show at Chad Africa and Sabelan Africa. Tell us more about that.
So Sabelan Africa is basically on the same lines of the shutdown. Sabelan Africa means Sabelan ni madoda, you know, as Africa. South Africa and the world in general. So Sabelani means skuluma na madoda, like I was mentioning, was sifuna kube inina and sugumayo, because inina emanhle noto enhleka nangeyipili ukuthi umuntu mayikhala, umuntu mayithanda umuntu wakhe, umuntu may express. So izinto eziningi nifuna ukuimpressana nodwa, and then you end up taking it out on us, on our children, on our mothers, on our daughters. So Sabelan Africa is a 16 days of activism against women and child abuse initiative, and we are hosting it at Hugh Cafe on the 30th of November. The ticket is 150. We're going to be having a lot of activations that are also not just profile picture people know. We have this Sunday, we have an activation at Zimbali Estate where we're hosting a round table for 15 women. We're going to be talking to them, and they're going to be talking to each other, open dialogue. And we're also going to be having like a little pamper party and lunch for gender-based violence survivors, victims, and affiliates. And then on the 29th of November, we're going to have another activation at the Florida Road. This is actually an exclusive. Because I probably posted that look, but it's been approved. 29th of November, Florida Road basketball court just across Capello's, hosting a self-defense class. We have Ama, a professional MMA company, coming to teach women how to defend themselves. Not because they're the problem, but you find yourself in a situation where you cornered and you need to know how to react.
Definitely.
And then on the 30th, you have a panel game from 1 to 2 of men answering our questions regarding the whole thing we have. And then go 4, then I'll
it's
be going
the whole
on.
Show.
Yes.
Wow. A full-on campaign. I love that. And I love the fact that you've taken upon yourself to drive this campaign to fight GBV. I mean, it's a whole lot of campaign. Makulma is in Bali States. That's the first day. And then the second day is Florida Road.
Yes,
and then
it's also a prayer on Florida.
Imagine.
Yes.
And then on the 29th,
It's the panel discussion, and then we're going to have the live performance gear, live recording.
On the 30th, I mean.
Yes, on the 30th. So people are also allowed to buy tickets. The 150, Clampe information, I'll send it to you guys to maybe share with the public.
But maybe you can sell us also good to Swatenga Gopama tickets.
Yes, there's a poster that's out.
Okay.
We account here too, and then with your name and surname as a reference. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're not going to be able to attend, you can still donate. There's a package from 1 to 3 where companies can donate 10 to 30 tickets for, so that we can give them out to survivors, to people who can't afford them, because there's going to be valuable information shared from the panel.
Wow, looking forward to it. So is it only a women's concert, or is it all men and women?
Men need to be there because it's for them, gashle gashle. As much as the women are going to be there, but we need you guys to answer to the call. Sabelani.
Definitely, Sizo Sabela indeed. And then on the 30th, Sikona Lapana, a Hugh Cafe. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Child Africa, for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate it. Before we let you go, maybe how can we get hold of you on the socials, and how do we find your music?
Okay, so social media, it's at Art Child Africa. Oh, I about two now, and then it's okay. Social media, it's Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. It's the same throughout across the board. And then, yeah, my music, you can find it on all major streaming platforms.
I'll chat Africa on MUT Radio. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, ma'am.
Thank you so
and
much.
And all the best with campaign, Yako. I love it. I love the campaign here, Sabelani Africa. And definitely, Lwandle Sizo Sabel.
Yeah, man. Nakanjan. Man out there. Sinzwile
nkosi. Hayi ngiyilindele ke.
Sinzwile. That is a chat
Africa. This is MUT Radio podcast.